Everyone.
Hello. What did I tell you?
Right.
I wasn't kidding. We're like the Lake Girls, Cassie, Amanda, and Tiff. And, yeah, 40 degree weather day. Loving that.
Sunshine. The roads aren't covered in snow and ice. It's a good day in my book.
Except, Marty got so mad because, he washed his car yesterday.
It's just completely trashed. I know. I've been needing to wash mine. I'm like, nope.
Gotta wait.
Not doing it yet. It's not worth it. Gotta wait a little bit.
You just got yours.
I did.
Last time I took it in to get serviced, I was super excited. They're like, it's all set. We changed your oil. We did this. We did this. We did this. Oh, and we washed it. I was like,
oh, I love that when it happens.
I love that I turned the camera onto that face. That was awesome. That was great. Amanda's got new wheels. You got new wheels.
I do. I feel like it's my like big girl car, like my adult car.
I'm a big girl now.
Right?
That's awesome.
I know. I'm very excited.
Do you feel like you need to accessorize? Like, I need to have now a new purse because I'm a big girl in a big girl car. So now I need a new big girl purse with big girl shoes.
I do need a new purse so that
I'm in the market for one too. So if you see good deals,
I like TJ Maxx. They have
TJ Maxx, but you got to be there at the right time.
Exactly, it's hit or miss. Depends.
What are you, a Marshalls girl?
No, whatever, I like them both, but...
Yeah.
I like Kohl's. I just went to Kohl's on Friday.
Oh, I forget about Kohl's.
I love Kohl's.
My last, like, four purses have been Vera Bradley, but I think I'm ready to graduate.
See, I don't... This is really going to sound snobby. I carry Coach.
I want a Michael Kors.
I would say,
it's
I would
like
love...
my wish list.
Michael Kors is...
That
you
is a
go
big girl purse.
To Destiny. Destiny has amazing deals on Michael Kors bags. I got one for my sister-in-law for Christmas at Michael Kors.
Oh, like at the Michael Kors store? They have
one there? In Destiny. Oh. Yeah. And like they had a 50% off sale. So I got her a clutch. So it's not really a clutch, but like a big purse, but it was like $40.
Really?
Dang. A Michael Kors clutch, yes. It was beautiful, too.
Wow. Yeah. I found a couple before that I like... go through TJ Maxx, and I'm seeing all these, like, $40 purses. I'm like, yes, yes, yes. I love this one. $150. I'm like, really?
I know.
Why do I fall into that trap?
I really need a new wallet.
I don't know, Cassie. I think you deserve a $150 purse, you know, starting your new big girl job
right?
and all.
I'm getting there.
I think you are.
I also really need a couch. I want a couch. That I'm, like, trying to prioritize it. I still have to pay off my Disney trip before I can even start on those things. But a couch and a Michael Kors purse.
Do you ever have those days where you're like, I just can't adult right now?
I just can't adult
now. There's like this meme going around where it's like, ow, this little French like bulldog puppy just like hit myself in the chin. Anyways,
I was going to say, what happened?
Like stabbed myself with my fingernail. moving along.
No big deal.
Where you're like, I can't adult. Don't make me adult today.
That was Sunday. That's every Sunday.
Is it?
Me.
That was me today. The time change is kicking my butt.
Oh my goodness.
Right now. Awful.
I woke up, got up, went to the gym, was perfectly fine. On my way back from the gym, like, Monday hit me, and I ended up taking a shower, having my breakfast, and taking a nap, and then driving to work, and then all day I could not wake up,
really?
And I was making stupid mistakes at work, and I'm like, what is wrong with me, and then...
That was me on Friday, like, my brain was not functioning, but my fingers were typing gibberish.
That's a little dangerous.
Yeah, and I'm like, oh, well, that makes absolute no sense, so cool. Might as well
hopefully
just
you
not
realized that before
exist.
You sent it.
Oh, I did.
Okay.
Send or not to send.
Friday was a big day not to make mistakes before an event. So.
So it's nice on days like this, you know, to remind yourself that, you know, you're probably doing better than you think you are.
Yeah.
Did it again. Hang on. I got to get the article. I, like, bring it up and then it.
Disappears.
It's on my Facebook. Anyways, it's I bring it up, it's 20 things, basically, you're doing better than you think you are. Awkward pause. Where are you? 20 signs you're doing better than you think you are. And the first one, which I love, is that you've paid all your bills this month.
Yep.
Which, that is, you know, sometimes it can be a struggle, you know?
Depending on the day, yeah, it could be.
And maybe even had a little extra to spend on non-necessities. That's, like, what I love, like, after I do my budget, and then you pay all your bills, and you're like, and you put stuff into your savings, and you're like, I
want to do this.
All this money is now mine, and I can do
what I want with it. Yep.
Yeah.
That's like, get a Coach purse or Michael Kors purse.
Exactly.
I feel like I spend so much of that extra money on food.
That's exactly
like,
my
life. Where does my money go? Food.
Yep.
That's exactly it, too. And if it's healthy eating, it's even worse.
It's so expensive.
Basically, I don't have money at the end of the month because if, you know,
food.
I go to the grocery store and it's $150 bucks every time.
You literally can't get out of, I am so with, I cannot get out of the store without spending $150 on food. It's ridiculous.
You know, I love Aldi's, but the trap with that is that you're like, this is so inexpensive. I need this and this and this. And then you end up spending
way more
the same
than
amount.
You anticipated.
Yeah, you would have elsewhere. I really do love Aldi's, though. They have good stuff there. The second one, which I think is interesting, is that you question yourself. But I think that's a good, it means that you're open to growth. Because I remember being, like, 18 years old and thinking I had it all figured out. Like, I knew what was up.
I knew where I wanted to be, where I wanted to go, what I was going to do. Oh, yeah, I had my life planned. And did you know, I had myself planned to have babies at 26. I'm 27.
I know.
No babies.
Right?
So, how am I doing?
Did you share this article?
I did.
What date?
A long while ago. It was like
maybe
3 weeks ago?
Yeah, it was like within the past month.
Just keep scrolling.
So
just
what
keep
I,
scrolling.
I know. What I did, because I kept closing, is I copied the link and then just opened it in my phone's browser. Oh, number three, you have a job.
Oh,
who cares
yeah.
what it is, as long as it's legal?
I love that we have to qualify that.
You know
that.
What I mean? As long as it's legal, good for you. There is no shame in honest work.
I agree.
Even if you hate it right now. Just
there's some people who don't have jobs, and not
exactly.
because they're lazy, but because they can't find work.
Yeah,
it's difficult.
Can be hard.
So,
especially
I mean.
Especially if you get laid off.
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you're a trades worker and everything, oh, yeah. And you can't find a job. Construction right now? What are you doing?
Right?
it's really hard to do construction in this kind of weather.
You know? So if you have a job, even if you hate it and it's soul-crushing...
You're winning.
You're still winning.
Yeah.
So just think about that.
It's not a failure if it doesn't look the way you thought it would. You're valuing your independence and taking responsibility for yourself.
Exactly.
Oh, yes.
Exactly.
Kiss, you want to do number four?
So you have time to do something that you enjoy.
I love the explanation.
Even if what you enjoy is sitting on the couch and ordering dinner and watching Netflix.
That's my life.
I was going to say that.
That sounds
pretty much perfect.
Add a glass of wine in there.
Yep.
That is our lives to a T. I love that.
It's inexpensive,
uh-huh.
which means we have more money at the end of the month to
yep.
do what we want with.
Put towards that Michael Kors purse.
The theme of the show.
Right?
Get us to the purse.
Number five, you're not worried where your next meal is coming from.
That's huge.
That is huge. That's like...
If you have to worry about that, you're not focusing on what you really need to focus on.
Yeah.
Like, I think about that for kids in schools. That's why I love the Trevor's Backpack Program.
Trevor's Gift. Oh, I need a quick segue. So, I don't... Last I heard, we have 10 tickets left for the Trevor's Gift wine dinner at Knapp Winery, which is March 27th. I had to think about that for a second. And it's $50. Proceeds go to Trevor's Gift. So basically,
five courses of meals.
Yeah, five courses, pairings with local wines. We have a can't say champagne, sparkling wine reception.
Yep.
And
Chef John is amazing.
Oh, yeah. Like, the menu, if you go onto napwine.com and look under the events, the menu is, I'm excited. It's pretty so awesome. Oh, God. Yeah.
And speaking of Trevor's Gift, Ladies' Night Out this past weekend,
mm-hmm.
we gathered, and I got an email from Doris this morning saying, oh, my God, I came home, and my kitchen and my sunroom was full of food, and oh, my gosh, thank you so much. We not only raised non-perishables, but we raised about $250-some-odd.
Nice.
And it all went to That's Trevor's
Gift. Awesome. Guest. Yeah, and I don't think we actually said what it does yet.
Oh, it feeds children in the Waterloo School District.
Oh, I think all over, not just Waterloo.
Not just Waterloo. It's a few of them. But the school districts who might not know where their next meal is coming from, especially over the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They literally
take backpacks home full of non-perishable food.
Yep.
Which is awesome.
For the kids who need it most. Yeah, mm-hmm. most definitely. Such a great cause. I love that.
All right. So, you're not worried about where your next meal is coming from. And actually, you, not having that is, like, a very first world luxury, because I feel like pretty much half of the world's population, totally just made that statistic up, but a large portion of the world's population, that's basically their, you know, main thought throughout the day. Because Tiffany, didn't you a while ago do the challenge where you could only spend so much money on your meals throughout the week?
$1.75
Yeah.
A day.
For 4 or 5 days?
Yeah, I lost, I think, like 7 pounds.
Yeah.
Because...
Maybe I should go on that diet.
No. It was miserable.
Yeah.
I was miserable. And by like the third or fourth day, I couldn't focus on work.
Mm-hmm.
I was getting like... loopy, and it was
probably
just
like malnourished.
Extremely malnourished. It wasn't fun at all. Not that it was supposed to be, but literally it opens up your eyes to what others have presented to them.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I go home and I see that all this food, I'm like, oh my God, what to eat? And then they are like, oh, rice. And you'd be surprised though how you can how much we take advantage of food,
because
even now we still waste. I mean, after the process was over, you know, I thought about it for a couple weeks, but now you're back to not taking leftovers from the restaurant and everything. Mm-hmm. But you'd be surprised what you can do with $1.75 if you're really
careful. Yeah.
You gotta be tactful about it, but it's not an easy feat at all. And I couldn't imagine living like that all the time.
Yeah. Do you want to do every other one?
On that note. I tried to ignore this elephant in the corner. Are we on six?
Oh, yeah, number six and number five are kind of the same.
Yeah, six is you can eat because you enjoy it, that it's not a matter of sheer survival. So number seven is you have one or two truly close friends. So it's not necessarily about quantity, but quality.
Mm-hmm. I can say I have two of those people in the room with me right now.
Oh, hi. Over here.
It's true. Knowing who's, like, in your tribe, so to speak.
Who you can confide in.
Yeah, that person you can call or text at 3 a.m, you know, either drunk on the sidewalk, picked up, or bawling your eyes out, whatever. You know, that's pretty much priceless to have that.
That's exactly true. In college, I don't think we really, like, you had those friends, but you didn't realize the value of those friends until later.
That's true.
Because in college, it was just a big old shit show, I guess. Really good point.
Well, you had the advantage of, like, living near each other, and you take that time for granted.
And now, you guys, I'm lucky, are here, but I have a couple other ones that are just hundreds of miles away.
Yeah.
You know, you have a few that are the
I'm
same.
I'm going down
you
to
do
New York City this weekend to see most of them.
Yeah. Oh, you have the wedding
stuff?
Come up.
Wedding dress shop, wedding bridesmaids dress shopping.
Fun.
You're about to say yes to the dress.
She said yes to the dress. It's the bridesmaids that are a little far behind.
To say yes to the dress, though, right?
Excited for that wedding, and I'm not gonna lie, I'm so happy I'm not in it. Not because, just because. And this has nothing to say about like the bride or groom.
No, they're expensive to be in.
Hate being in weddings.
Okay,
hate it. Fair enough. So excited to like. Go to a wedding and like have fun.
This will be my first one I've ever been in. It'll be an experience.
It will be, and hopefully a positive one.
I gotta say, I'm agreeing with her though. Like, I was a part of a wedding just this last year, and
it's a bit scarring. Not gonna lie,
a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm really optimistic.
I'm not trying to scare you away.
Should I come up sick this weekend? No.
No.
I wouldn't do that.
No, you definitely want to be there for the trying out of the bridesmaids.
That's so cool, though, that you guys are, like, doing that together.
Yeah. We were supposed to do it, like, 3 weeks ago, but, you know, snow. Yeah. And I texted, like, we have a group text, and I was like, guys, is there any reason why we can't reschedule? So Courtney was the only person who had actually paid for, like, an insurance payment or whatever on a rental car to get up. And she was just able to change the date. Nice. And so Caitlin and I...
Must be nice when insurance covers you like that.
Mm-hmm. Caitlin and I are going down. We're driving down after work on Friday and home on Sunday.
That'll be fun.
So,
well, that's kind of nice. You guys trippy, together. Yeah.
Otherwise, the bus wouldn't have left until... Friday night, Saturday morning, 12:45 a.m.
Like,
from Syracuse, getting into New York at 7 a.m. And then I'm shot for the day. I don't want to sleep. And then everybody else is like, let's go try our dresses.
Yeah.
And I'm like,
I think that's so cool, though, that you guys are doing it together. Because the wedding I was in last fall, we didn't really do that. I mean, a lot of the bridesmaids were, like, flung to, like, far corners of the world. But... still, I think that's, like, a very bonding experience to have.
Yeah. You're supposed to, like, get with the girls, and...
Yeah.
That's part of the process. My brain's not working, I'm telling you. I was not kidding.
All right, moving on. Number 8, you could afford a subway ride, cup of coffee, or gas in your car this morning. A lot of this revolves around money. The smallest conveniences and oftentimes necessities are not variables for you. And sometimes.
Okay.
But to say, sometimes I don't know about you guys, but sometimes I have to choose between putting gas in, especially towards the end of payday.
Yeah.
Or pay period,
yeah.
Or like.
The last like.
Doing.
The Wednesday, Thursday before you get paid, you're like,
I know, I get paid this week and I'm. Feeling it right now.
I get paid every week, and it's, let me tell you what, the best thing in the world.
See, I am so jealous.
The only thing that I'm struggling with is I basically had my bills separated so that they would come in intervals of 2 weeks. Mm-hmm. Like, so I had one round in the beginning of the month and one round at the end of the month.
Mm-hmm.
And now I have one paycheck or two paychecks out of the month where all of my money goes to bills immediately, and then two paychecks out of the month where nothing comes out.
Oh, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
It's frustrating because you're like, oh, I get paid. Nope, I got paid, but it.
Yeah.
So you and wait. Then you still have to wait 2 weeks.
As it goes from your account.
So I guess in theory, I almost do get paid every other week.
Yeah. Huh.
It's working.
Bills
out.
Are getting paid. That's what matters.
Mm hmm. The bills are. The debt's not. But that's coming. That's the next thing on the list.
Yeah. Ooh, Cassie. Exactly. Number 9 looks good.
Number 9. You're not the same person you were a year ago.
That is so true.
I can't even think back to comparing, like, year to year to year to year. But I know that there's been significant change between. Like, just think about how much change you go through in your 20s. Like,
mm-hmm.
Just 21 to 23 or 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's a lifetime of change, it seems. Like, you grow up.
You do. You graduate college.
And then between 24 and 27, you're like, Jeez, yeah. I feel like we should be getting out our Depends soon compared to like, the amount of change.
It's almost over.
The amount of change that goes on in that amount of time. It's crazy.
It is crazy because I recently downloaded the Time Hop app, and so...
I need to because I think I think I'd like to look back.
Yeah,
on these
and it's
pictures.
Like things come up where you're like, "Wow, that was 3 years ago."
I have never downloaded that. I think I need to.
How I'm like how because it doesn't feel like it was that long ago.
I deleted a lot of my old pictures off Facebook.
I'm in the process of doing that.
Yeah,
you know, there's just some college photos that don't. They just don't need to be on the internet anymore. They just don't have a place.
They gotta
there.
Go.
Yeah.
That's funny.
But I don't know. I liked, yeah, like you said, like a year ago, even 5 years ago, how different
everything is.
Yeah. I think it just keeps getting better, too.
Someone once told me, he's probably in his late 40s, said that the best time of his life was his late 20s and early 30s because you know who you are.
Yeah.
You're in your career path. You're working. You have money to spend.
Yeah.
I mean, it goes right back to this. You have, like, although we feel like we never have money, we really do because we're paying our bills and we have that little 5% at the end of the month to say, what do we want to do with it? And that... I mean, you don't have that when you're 21. You're just trying to
get money for the bar.
Liberate yourself from mom and dad and scrape pennies together for your Keystone. And that's where your money goes. But, like, this is the time, like, again, back up to another bullet point. If we want to, we can specifically set aside some money to go out to a fancy dinner and pretend like we're grown-ups.
Right?
Like, order a $6 glass of wine with dinner. Like, that's absurd to me. But sometimes you want to spoil yourself. Mm-hmm. And if you can, that's awesome.
I believe in...
treat yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
I thought you were just going to say
treat
that.
Treat yourself. I already said it earlier. Yeah.
I have to make it a point to treat myself or else I'm going to go crazy. I'm going to be like, what am I... I will break down. Like, on Friday, I went and I bought this really adorable mail carrier holder thing that goes on the wall that holds all your mail. And I thought that was a treat for myself. And I bought, like, this this little skirt. I went to Kohl's. I went there and I got that. But if I don't do something like that, I'm going to continually ask myself, what am I working so hard for? What am I working so hard for?
Well, I recently, it's funny you say that because I recently had someone ask me, you know, if you could make $400 extra a month or whatever, like, what would you do with it? I'm like, oh, I'd pay student loans. I'm like, no, you can't pay debt with it, or, you know, you can't, like, pay a car payment or, like, put it towards rent or anything. Like, what would
you
do with it?
I don't know. A car payment would
and
be a
I was
treat
like,
to me.
Well, or, like, you can't put it towards, like, your monthly bills. And I, like, I literally was like, I have no idea. Like, what would I do with it? I had to, like, really think about it. Like, I don't. And what I eventually came up with
you
was...
You have to use that right then.
No, you don't have to use it right that second.
I would save it for, like, a trip somewhere.
No, but
somewhere.
You gotta...
I would be going.
Think of it like an HSA account. Like, you have an HSA account, and money goes in there, and you can only spend it on medical expenses. Let's say every month you have $400 deposited into a Cassie's Fun account, and you can only spend it on things that you think are fun. Like, what?
I would save it for travel. I would go
everywhere
I could possibly go.
I thought about this one day, and I was trying to determine if, you know, like, I get jealous of the people who have really nice things, and I think to myself, like, what do I have that they don't have? Because are they spending their money on certain things that I'm not spending my money on? Like, I could, maybe it's because I take my extra $50 a month and I spend it on two or three little things. And they take those $50 every month, and every 3 months they buy themselves something really nice. Like, do I need to change my outlook and my money plan? Because, like you, every week I get a paycheck. I even if it's going to Walmart and buying myself a $9 running shirt, it's like I bought myself a new shirt.
Exactly. You feel so good. It's like such a uplifter.
Yeah. There's certain times of the year, too, where I give myself permission, like my birthday. I always...
Oh, I rocked my birthday.
I am like...
You know I go
I am
my
buying
birthday.
Myself this, this, and this. And then I'm like, wait, I should probably return that. It's too much money. But, yeah.
Like, when I got my taxes back, I paid bills, you mm-hmm. know, made sure my bills were paid, but I also got myself, not these, but a pair of UGG boots similar mm-hmm. to these that are brown, and they're beautiful. And
I love how you just put them up, but you weren't on camera.
Yeah. I'm showing you.
Yeah.
But I got myself a pair of UGG boots. I've been wanting them for like a year and a half.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, all right, now's the time.
It's your money. all right, where are we at?
10, I think.
Yeah. Oh, is it my turn? Okay. You have the time and means to do things beyond the bare minimum. You've maybe been to a concert in the last few years. You buy books for yourself. Yes. I love books.
I love books and concerts.
Me too. And then you could take a day trip to a neighboring city if you wanted, and you don't have to work all hours of the day to survive. I think that's a good point.
We took a day trip on Saturday. We went to, it was really random, sporadic, and then one of those things that he never wants to do, so I was like,
oh, we're doing it.
He was like, let's just go. And I'm like, oh my goodness, what?
Where'd you guys go?
All we did was we got in the car, started driving up 96, stopped in Farmington at Finger Lakes Coffee Roasters to mm-hmm. stock up on his favorite coffee. He loves the graham cracker. Kept driving up 96 because why get on the thruway if you're out for a joyride?
Yeah.
I've always wondered, you know, how the tasting room was in Victor. There's a barrel room, mm-hmm. which is actually part of King Ferry, owned by them, served their wines, but it's their satellite tasting room. They were actually doing a chili walk in Victor that day. We didn't partake because we got there late in the afternoon and it ended at 3, but that's cool.
Yeah.
And then with his new job, he's also doing some marketing for the business that he's now working for, and he's doing direct mailer. And he's like, one of my routes that I chose through the USPS system goes around here. Let's see if we can drive around the roads and see what the houses look like. And I was like, okay. Oh my God, sure.
That's so fun. I love doing stuff like that.
That is so fun.
And then I was like, I want that one.
Yeah.
I want that one. Of course, you know, Victor, Pittsford area.
Oh my God. Yeah. Pittsford is amazing.
And then so we ended up going to Victoria's Secret so that I could get my free underwear. Mall was a freaking madhouse on Saturday.
I have one of those too, yeah.
I stood in line for 20 minutes for them.
Worth it? I think
sure.
Yes.
And then he was like, I'm starving. I can't focus. I need something to eat. Do you want to go to Dinosaur? And I was like, yes. So it was just one of those
that
like
sounds
very
like a perfect day.
We called his best friend and they met us out and it really was perfect. And it wasn't planned,
mm-hmm.
but those silly little like
spontaneous
because we
yeah.
can kind of things. It was awesome.
Yeah, that's awesome.
You must have had a smile ear to ear.
I did. I do. And then we did like nothing on, well, I take that back. We went to the gym, went to breakfast, went to this, did all this crazy stuff on Sunday, but it was still relaxing.
Sundays are my productive day too. I like to, like, not, like, I do my
laundry. Meal prep.
Yeah, like,
I watched Mockingjay.
Did you?
We watched it last night. I was like, that's what they were talking about.
If you don't know, we were talking about the song that she sang.
Yeah, oh, that's right. The Hanging Tree or whatever.
Something.
Hangman Tree.
Yeah.
Yeah. Ooh, number 11. You have a select, I think I just.
Go ahead.
You have a selection of clothing at your disposal. That you're not worried about hat gloves and a blizzard. You have cool clothes for summer, something to wear to a wedding. That is true. We probably have, we take our wardrobe for granted.
I know exactly what I got.
I love my wardrobe. I have a ton of clothes.
Yep.
I don't love them all, but I have a ton of clothes. Mm-hmm. And actually, I've made some donations in recent history. Mm-hmm. And
did
that,
you know you can
that
makes
good.
Me feel good too.
Mm-hmm. Like, did you know you can write that off in your taxes?
Yes.
By the way,
yep.
I learned that I've been donating my clothes once every season. Every season change, I donate mm-hmm. clothes because that's how fast I accrue clothes. That's where all my expenses go. All my extra money goes to my clothes and my boots. But I learned that this year with my new accountant that I never knew that before. I've been paying taxes for how long, and I didn't know my donations counted. Yep.
Yeah.
I was mad. I'm like, I didn't know that.
I didn't get a form this year. Normally when you donate, they give you like a little receipt, but I didn't get one, so I'm just going to see if she can write it in.
See, I never had a receipt. I don't even have a receipt.
I think it's up to a certain amount you need a receipt for.
My tax accountant, she said, as long as you can provide proof, and I know certain families, especially in where we came from, that need it. I have kids that will be able to fit in my clothes. I give it to a particular family, so I know it's going to help a family.
Aww, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah, that's great.
That's what I do. And Melody helps me out with that.
It gives you the warm fuzzies. She's, of course,
in the loop of who needs what and where.
Yeah.
I do that as much as I possibly can.
Good. Yeah, I mean, that's fulfilling. Like, and to know that I can do that because I have those clothes, that's just like...
It feels good.
It's kind of a reminder. Like, things are good.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I agree.
12. You can sense what isn't right in your life.
Hashtag truth.
Yeah.
The first and most crucial step is simply being aware, being able to communicate to yourself something is not right, even though I'm not sure yet what would feel better.
I think that's all about, like, being true to yourself.
Yeah, knowing who you are.
And listening to your gut. Let me tell you, my gut has never been wrong, ever. I didn't, at the time, maybe didn't want to hear what it had to say, but it's never, it really literally has never steered me wrong. If you listen to it.
I fall into those traps sometimes where you listen to your head over your gut. I've learned not to do that. My gut is always right.
And it's like that initial, and sometimes I feel like you can talk yourself out of it. Like, no, but like that initial gut reaction is always right.
Yep.
Always right. Number 13, if you could talk to your younger self, you would be able to say, we did it. We made it out. We survived that terrible thing. Ugh. That's a, you know, if you could, like, go back to, like, your 16 or, like, 17-year-old self, oh, my goodness.
Don't date him. Yeah, don't be friends with her.
I would tell her.
Don't buy that truck. See, I don't know if
it would be my 17-year-old self. I think it would be my 23-year-old self.
Yeah?
Yeah. Stupid people. In my life. That I wouldn't have there.
I think I'd go right back to preteen, like, lay it all out on the line.
Oh, I think I'd go back to, like, 16 or 17.
But then again, I don't know, because I like who I am now, and everything that's happened to me.
It's very true.
You know, has put me where I am.
I still would have appreciated some flares. Like, warning flares. Like,
this is going to happen.
Cassie, for a hot second, I thought you meant, like, the pants.
Yeah, I thought you meant the flare pants, too.
I had those when I was younger. Quite a few of those. I wasn't lacking in that department.
I had flare pants, too. Do you remember the ones that, like, you cut up the side? That cut up the side? And, oh, my God, it was awful.
Yeah, do you remember the ones that had, like, the...
Like, the bell-bottomy things? Oh, good heavens.
They were, like, tied up the side.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
I still have some of those in my closet, actually. For some reason, I can't bring myself to.
That's because everything's coming back.
I know.
Everything makes a full circle.
You wait long enough.
You wait long enough, those babies, in 30 years. Woo, buddy.
Hopefully, if I can still fit in them in 30 years.
You're winning.
I'm going to wear them.
Right? I don't care if they're in style or not. Who cares? Exactly.
Awesome.
I can't. Oh, my word.
You have a space of your own.
Ooh. Yeah, that's definitely...
It's worth its weight.
Yeah, something I try not to take for granted. Is very special. Huh, that's true. Even if you live at home, even if it's just like a corner somewhere, a desk, your bed, somewhere all your own. All right, do we want to end on number 15?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, last one. You've a bit of a downer, but you've lost relationships.
See, but that's not a downer to me. That if you've lost a relationship, there's a reason you've lost it.
That's true. If you've let go of toxic people in your life, you know, or even if you've just grown apart from someone, like a childhood friend, it's okay. Like, you move on. Or I don't know. I think it's a sign of growth, because if you were around the same people you have been your entire life, like, exception here, but like,
yeah, I was gonna say, you know,
this is coming out. We're not like, the best example. As it's like coming out of my mouth, I'm like, this sounds wrong. But, no, but like, if you, I feel like you don't grow if like a relationship, you know, if you have like the same exact relationships your entire life.
I don't think we. I think our relationships have developed. Because, oh yeah. You know, what we had back in fourth grade is definitely not the
different,
same
yeah.
we had now. And, you know, the nice thing is I think that we went away and came back. You know what I
that
mean?
That is true.
And I think that was a big piece of development.
Mm-hmm.
That was a big part of our development.
Yeah, I think being able to let go of toxic relationships is very... especially as you get older, A, it gets easier, and B, it's just so important.
I agree. You know, so. I don't know. Just, you gotta know when to hold them.
Know when to fold them.
Know when to walk away. Know when to run. I can't. I don't even know. All right, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Bye.
We quite possibly might have a very special guest in studio either next week or the following. Mm-hmm. We'll see. We are the Lake Lake Girls. We'll see you same time, same place. Later.
Bye.
Bye.